Bom dia a todos, sejam bem-vindos a mais uma apresentação de resultados do Grupo CPFL Energia.
Welcome to one more day of the results of the first quarter of 2024. I'm Carlos Cyrino, Director of Investor Relations of the Group CPFL, and today we're conducting the dynamics of our event. We have Gustavo Estrella, and we also have the other executives of the company. The whole presentation will be carried out in Portuguese with interpretation to English. All you have to do is click on the interpretation button that you find at the bottom of your screen. If you want to see the presentation in English, you will find it on CPFL Energy's website. I would also like to tell you that at the end of the presentation, we will start the questions and answers. All the questions will be done live, and to request them, all you have to do is click on the button Raise Hands and raise your hand, which is also at the bottom part of your screen. This event is being recorded. I'm now going to give the floor to Gustavo Estrella for us to start our results presentation. Thank you, Cyrino. Good morning to everyone. Thank you for the participation in our call of the second trimester. I'm going to move here for the first page. We're going to talk about the highlights. The first of all, the load of our concession area. We had a very positive performance, 7.3 and 6.3% in the semester, very much because of the residential consumption, the two consumptions with two-digit growth. So this is an important impact for us. The EBITDA, a drop in 7.1%. We're going to talk about this further forward with some effects in 2023 or 2024, and R8 billion and 6.7 in the semester. The profit, a drop of 11%, the same impact of the EBITDA, reaching R1.2 billion. And 2.8 billion debt. We've reached 26 with a leverage of 2.01, and the CapEx with a growth of 12%, reaching R1.4 billion reais and R2.4 million reais in the semester. Also, in the highlights, we celebrated in June the 5 years of IPO, and in September, we also celebrate 20 years since we opened to the stock exchange. We have also different recognitions in different areas. So here, the Gold Finance, it's the best corporate governance in Brazil by Finance Law. We had an important recognition for our financial area and also the prize, the modern consumer, due to the focus on our clients. So these are three important recognitions that we had here. As I told you, from different areas, this reflects the quality and the way that we operate our businesses. Now let's move towards the next slide. Here is a summary of the impacts that we had in the state of Rio Grande do Sul, especially during the month of May. We had a lot of impacts on our business. We had in this trimester the recognition of some losses in the result of the three business of R112 million. Assets, decreases, increase of costs, cleaning, etc. So we had obviously this impact. Perhaps there are still some additional impacts, but the big thing has already taken place in each one of the businesses. It's R112 million total. I think that we've also talked about this. It was a huge impact in our operations. Distribution had almost 100% of our concession area, some way or another, affected by the floods of the state of Rio Grande do Sul. we reached the peak of the crisis with 350,000 customers disconnected, a lot due to safety issues. Today, 100% back on again, but we did have 350,000 disconnected customers. We also had the dam and the flood of the powerhouse of the plant in Monte Carlo. These were the two main effects. It was a partial collapse of the crest of the dam. And we also had eight substations, 10 transformers, and 34 lines affected. Everything has already been reestablished, but we are still in a phase of rebuilding this. As I said, a good part of our network has already been recovered, and the operations, practically all of them, have been recovered. But we still do have the challenge of rebuilding, I would say, especially in the distribution area. Well, I think in the next slide, it is a bit how CPFL has looked at its responsibility in the state. It was a collaborative process, way beyond the re-establishment of energy, but also the rebuilding of the state in general. So we have a series of actions of partnerships with other companies, not only the group, but outside the group, helping us to recompose and re-establish power. We also had movements of donations internally, with a donation of over 3 million reals, 1,580 kits of fridges and stoves. We sent 6 million reals using ICMS resources to help the rebuilding and to help the population that was very much affected. A series of internal actions, collaborators very much involved in the help and the support of the colleagues down south, not only our collaborators, but the population in our concession areas. So we also had an important movement with ANEEL to delay the tariff adjustment, which should have taken place right after the floods of May. So we delayed this until August, and the perspective, this is going to be discussed in ANEEL. The idea is to delay this even more to avoid an impact in the results of the group. We have took out a loan with the BNS so that we can mitigate the economy effect and also the cash effect, so that this delay of the increase is possible. And this will be discussed from next week on in ANEEL. Well, let's move to the next slide. Let's talk a bit about our market. And as I said, a growth of 6.1% when we look per class. This comes from the residential area and the commercial area, with growth here over 11%. We see there's an effect of the temperature, and we still have an important effect of GD, 2.3%. But what we can see, I would say, due to the dimension of the crisis, this is a limited effect, the residential and the commercial also. But perhaps some good news that we have is the industrial performance. We can see a growth here, even though there was a huge impact, especially in the month of May, in the consumption of energy in Rio Grande do Sul. I would say, in fact, that the good news is that the speed of the recovery has been a real surprise. It's much above our expectations. So we had a drop of 14% of the, this went to 3%, and in June now, with a positive performance of 7%. So I would say that this is very positive, the speed of the reconstruction of, and the recovery of the industry, obviously affecting our businesses in a positive manner. Well, let's move to the next slide about default. We can see a recovery, but still much higher than last year. We have default of delinquency of 1.8. This is an increase of the consumption that we mentioned here. So the average ticket is 13% in the last year. So this brings a challenge in the payment of bills, which is very important. This has affected our delinquency and also the challenge that we have of maintaining the volume of power cuts due to the storms, whether it be in the beginning of the year, especially in the state of São Paulo, but also in Rio Grande do Sul, and of course in May, very much concentrated in Rio Grande do Sul. So we have a challenge of recovery of these power cuts, and we can see a recovery, but even still lower than last year. Our expectation is that we be able to accelerate our power cut program so that we can recover this delinquency. Our perspective in general is to reduce, but I would say this would be slower due to the challenge that we have, not only the average ticket of the accounts, but also the re-establishment of the levels of last year, of power cuts of last year. Now let's move to the next slide about the losses in distribution. We can see here a distribution of the increase of losses in all our concession areas. Here we also have the topic of the increase of accounts, and this of course increases the stimulation to fraud, but we also have a mathematics here, when you have low tension classes where the losses are concentrated, growing much higher than the high tension market, and mathematically this brings a higher percentage of losses. So the delinquency and the challenge here also to reduce, but we have a huge challenge with the increase of the inspections, monitoring, etc., so that we can deliver a lower level of losses up to the end of the year. Now, this is about generation. Here we can see a stability in the spot price in the second quarter due to the low hydrology in the last months. The expectation is of the increase of the PLD as of July, and we can see this price escalating going up to October, November, and the uncertainty is still big due to these issues, but I would say that the perspective is negative in relation to hydrology. We've had a very negative hydrology in general in Brazil, very high and concentrated in the southern area, especially Rio Grande do Sul. We know our capacity of storage, it is limited down south, so we really have to have a hydrology recovery in general so that we can revert this tendency of prices short term, and the forecast is more pessimistic. So the prices up to December, they reflect this perspective and this increase of prices. We must remember that the offering of the system continues. So the first normality that we have of hydrology, we will go back to the basis and the PLD due to the impact of the rain. The GCF also reflects a bit of this cut and the increase of the hydroelectric energy. So this brings us a GSF, which is quite low. wind farms. We continue the challenge of the restrictions of the ONS, so we see a decrease in our generation of 11%, purging the effect of these cuts. We would have a reduction of 6.4%. So basically, the performance of the business is a combination between this restriction and also the low performance of the winds in the first semester. The availability, we have here a challenge with four wind turbines, which brought our availability down, and we have the perspective of getting back to on track in the next months. Well, let's go now to results. As I said, a drop of 7.1%, distribution 150, generation 71, transmission 26, commercialization 25. Let's move to the next slide. Here we go to the detail of distribution with a drop of 115 million. We can see here a positive impact of the market tariff of 155 million reais. The residential and commercial areas are responsible for this positive performance. And now we have the non-recurrent effects. The first one are the effects of the floods, with the impact in distribution of 84 million reais, the increase of costs, the loss of assets, 67 million, the concession financial asset, with a reduction of the IPCA, if you compare 2024 to 2023, and the RAB appraisal report. The numbers in 2023, of course, this is because of the raising of tariffs. It won't exist this year, and we have a negative effect of 60 million reais, the PDD and 43 million and 14 million PMSO, private pension plan. Now let's move to the next slide about generation. The effect EBITDA is 71 million. It comes from wind generation, less wind, but the big effect, 20 million, comes from the restriction of the ONS. 19 million, the climate events in the state of Rio Grande do Sul, so loss of assets, and 6 million of PMSO in six different sectors. Here in transmission, we have the IFRS effect, always the same base of the regulatory EBITDA. And in our vision, we can see that this reflects much better the performance of transmission. Here, with a positive growth of the EBITDA of 25 million reais, pulled by the revenue of the RAP. Now, let's talk about commercial services and others. EBITDA of 5 million. This effect due to the compensated by the effect of our service arm. So the loss of profit is because of the EBITDA evaluation. We have a negative due to the contingencies, also compensated by the expenses with net debt due to the reduction of the Selic in 2024 in comparison to 2023. When we look at the first semester of 2024 and the variation of business here, we can see distribution already with a positive effect, very much pulled by the market, and the tariff generation continues with the two effects of lower wind generation and the ONS restrictions. Transmission practically stable, and commercialization and services also due to the service arm, pulled by the service arm. Now, when we see the profit, we have a drop of 1.5%. We can see the financial results explained due to the IPCA FCA in 2024, affecting the financial assets and also the mark to market with an effect non-cash of R$223 million. The next slide, we're going to talk about leverage, R$26.2 million with a leverage of 2.01. Perhaps the big highlight here are what we did, R$1.6 million with issuances with debentures. The first one is the 0.19, which is a very competitive value, and also a positive effect of the medium of CDB incentivized about 10.1 years. That's the average term to pay back without affecting the average cost of our issuances. Here, when we talk about average costs, we see a low reduction between the first and two from 11.1 to 10.9 and 6.9 to 6.4 in real currency. When we look at the composition of this debt, 80% comes from CDI, followed by the inflation in 19%. In the amortization, we see here R$3.9 million, which is enough to cover everything 2 years ahead. And we clearly can see the challenge of refinancing as of the year 2026. This is an effort that has already started, so we hope that we will be able to reduce this from 2026 and elongate this for longer terms. What about the CapEx? We have a positive variation of 12% in relation to 2023, R$1.4 million. This is a natural movement because last year we revised the tariffs of our distributors, and we continue with our investment plan with R$2.4 million and the expectation of closing the year with R$5.9 billion. I think this was an information. I thank you all for the information, and we are at your disposal for questions and answers. Thank you, Gustavo, for your presentation. So we will now open for question and answers according to the order of their request. So we have some questions here. These questions will be live, and all you have to do is raise your hands, and we'll call the people to ask the question. So let's start. We have a question from Mario from Safra Bank. Mario, please go ahead. Hello, everyone. Well, could you please comment about the expectation in relation to the conclusion of the new terms referring to the process of renewal of the distribution contracts? Thank you.
Okay, Mario, obrigado pela pergunta.
Mario, thank you. I think that this process is with ANEEL, and you have to. I think this auction process is delayed, and the conclusion. This opening of the auction would be early. So this has not yet happened. So I'm considering a public bidding process of 45 days, a tender. The discussions after this time frame, our expectation is that this process will be delayed. So it's difficult to precise this, but I don't have any idea of when this will take place. Thank you very much. Thank you for the answer. Well, if anyone has any other questions, please go ahead. Well, we don't have any more questions, so we will then end the Q&A. And before giving the final words for Gustavo, just hold on, I think we have another question here. Ah, no, let's go to our final words. I would like to reinforce our invitation. On the 29th of August, we're going to do a site visit. I think this is an important moment. So if you're interested, please get into contact with the Investor Relations Department for us to organize this trip. Now I'm going to give the floor to Gustavo Estrella for his final considerations. Thank you. Well, once more, I thank you all for your participation. I think that we are showing here a resilient result due to all the challenges that we've had here in the second semester. I think with a more positive perspective, as I said, of recovery and rebuilding of Rio Grande do Sul in a speed much faster than we imagined. This is very positive. A positive perspective of the growth of the market. It follows the trend, especially in the low tension classes and the lower social class, and also the uptake of the industry in this semester. We continue waiting in the regulatory agenda. Mario mentioned here, especially due to the definition of the renovation of the possessions, which directly affects our distribution business, but also with a more positive perspective. So I thank you once more, and good morning to everyone.